When you learned about the political process in elementary school, you might have only gotten half of the story. Political dramas like The West Wing, Scandal, and the popular Netflix series House of Cards show you a seedier side of politics, courtesy of characters like the fictional Frank Underwood.
As for me, I'm just a lowly House Majority Whip. I keep things moving in a Congress choked by pettiness and lassitude. My job is to clear the pipes and keep the sludge moving. But I won't have to be a plumber much longer. I've done my time. I've backed the right man.
The Ohio State House is about 400 miles away from the U.S. Capitol building. And what goes on there is very different. But some state lawmakers are questioning whether Ohio's political process is beginning to look as flawed. Republican State Representative Terry Boos, a member of the GOP-dominated Ohio House, recently made that comparison when speaking about the chamber's process for developing the governor's budget update, which included four pages of additions to the bill just 2 days before the vote on it.
Matter of fact, what some people have told me, constituents, when I talk about this process is, you know what, guys, you're getting a lot closer to Washington, D.C. We're making these controversial quick moves. We're not talking about them. We're not doing everything. And it looks a little bit like Washington.
Democrats such as Representative Denise Driehaus agree the process is flawed. She took issue with the controversial legislation that was attached at the last minute. It allows foreign corporations the opportunity to put more money into Ohio's political campaigns.
Most of the people that I talked to during that day and a half or so that we had before the bill came to the floor for a vote didn't really seem to know that this was even happening in the bill. I spoke with a bunch of different members of the majority caucus and said, what are you doing? Why is this in here? And people told me that it had not been discussed within their caucus, and they weren't really aware that this was in the MBR.
This isn't the first time legislation has been attached to a bill at the last minute without having time for formal debate. Last year, the Ohio House attached some controversial abortion provisions to the budget bill in the last days of the process. But this isn't the standard process. Usually, a bill has a sponsor. Usually, a bill gets hearings so people can ask questions and make comments. But Maurice Thompson, with the conservative 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, says it's not uncommon anymore for unvetted legislation to be attached to big bills. He says that's unconstitutional because it violates the single subject law.
The problem we have is getting the Ohio Supreme Court to actually enforce the Ohio Constitution. They're very eager, many times, to defer to the legislature and characterize completely different items as all related to the same subject in a very broad, sweeping, and umbrella sort of way that is clearly not what the people that drafted our Constitution intended.
Thompson is backing a case in the courts right now that questions whether a prison privatization decision is valid, since it was attached to another big bill. Ohio Common Cause's Catherine Tercer says lawmakers have become pretty good lately at figuring out how to pass controversial legislation without actually having to be a sponsor for it.
That's exactly why no one puts their name on it, because if you put your name on it, you're responsible for managing it, you're responsible for defending it, and at the end of the day, you might be targeted when it comes to elections.
Tercer says voters are the big losers in this process. But if the public loses out when legislation is passed in this way, why aren't voters speaking out on the issue?
They're not down here with pitchforks because this is the kind of inside baseball that they may not be aware of.
Some lawmakers will say privately that this has been going on for several years but has gotten attention fairly recently because of these high-profile additions and changes. Others think the only thing that will make a difference is redistricting reform, so lawmakers do not end up in so-called safe districts. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.